Public satisfaction with federal agency service is at its lowest level in 16 years, according to the American Consumer Satisfaction Index. That is not a good start when your agency's trying to recruit. And even if somebody can get past the idea they want to work for the federal government, they have a huge bureaucratic gauntlet to run to get the gig. Tom Shoup is editor-in-chief at Government Executive Magazine, looking at ways to improve that process. I mean, this is certainly not a new problem, but I appreciated the fact that you call attention to the Consumer Satisfaction Index as a way of looking at this, Tom. Your colleagues Kelly Lunny and Eric Katz writing about why agencies need to do better. What's at the core of this, though? Is it just the same old hiring process stuff that we've been talking about for a long time? Or are there new factors that are coming to light?
Well, I think what the situation is there's a whole series of factors, some of which we've been talking about for years, that are all adding up to a real serious problem for government in the hiring arena. And it sort of stems from discussions we've been having on our staff, and I'm sure you have over there as well, going back for years, really. When you talk to people in government about almost any subject and any challenge that they have, they often come around to saying, oh, it's just, you know, it's really about the people and the hiring and getting the right. It's really a people problem. And it's an issue that government, it's just critically important that government get right. And it's not getting it right in a lot of cases. And there are various explanations for that and reasons for that. But if federal agencies are going to have any success in the future and going to meet their challenges, it's really important that they begin to make some progress on this whole hiring thing.
The buzz that I am starting to hear, though, Tom, from people who do this for a living, is that instead of making it easier or instead of making it better, we're making it harder and worse because we continue to give preferences to people. And certainly the biggest example, the 800-pound gorilla in the room, is the veterans preference. And I imagine you've heard the same thing that I've heard, which is there are cases where employees who are more qualified are boxed out because of the veterans preference. That's not in a lot of cases, but it's happening often enough that people are starting to talk about it. And there's no human that I can imagine that would say we shouldn't want to hire veterans into the federal government, and we shouldn't put extra effort into recruiting them because there's a million reasons. But when it gets to that point, and it's not just vets, where someone who's less qualified gets a job because they fit into a certain group, that's making the system worse, not better, it seems to me. Is that a reasonable conclusion, do you think?
Yes, and if you want to touch the third rail of federal management, veterans preference is definitely it, because it really gets people going. And we did a survey of federal managers in connection with this, our latest issue of the magazine, and found that nearly 70% said that veterans preference sometimes results in not getting the best candidate for the job. And what's also the case is that even when veterans preference works, it makes the hiring system more complicated because there's not just one veterans preference. There's various hiring authorities and ways of evaluating people within the standard federal hiring system that have to be applied relative to veterans, and it just makes it that much harder of a process. Now, that said, this is a decision we've made as a country, that this is an important thing. And I think the vast majority of people agree with that and say that's an important goal to try to achieve, to provide employment for veterans, and the federal agencies should lead the way in doing that. What people more broadly should know is that's going to make it, in some cases, less efficient in terms of the whole hiring process. And that's what federal agencies are confronted with on a day in, day out basis. There are a lot of things in the interest of fairness and broader social goals that they have to deal with that your average private company doesn't have to deal with.
It strikes me that it's kind of governance by ADD, because the idea, as you say, the idea of giving veterans a leg up and giving them opportunities to get jobs is a great idea. And we like that idea, But that's the only idea that we seem to have thought about in this case, not the other implications that you talked about, right?
Right, and that's so often the case in government operations, is that people do something, Congress or an administration does something in the names of achieving a broader social goal, and even when it's a good goal, they don't pay as much attention to the implementation aspect of it, and it ends up in a system where there's all kinds of goals. There are also goals for diversity. There are goals for hiring people who are handicapped. So there, all these things come into play and result in a system that can at times be really unwieldy and hard to work with.
The goals are fine, too, but the goals aren't ironclad. And if an agency doesn't meet a goal, or if the government overall as a whole doesn't meet a goal, there aren't really consequences for that. The hiring preferences are different because, I mean, I just look down at the comments that you have on the site, and there are folks there, and I know they're anecdotal, and I know they're comments on a website, and anybody can go write anything they want. But the comments that you have there fit with the experiences that I hear from people about what they're seeing at their agencies, which is this concept that folks who hiring managers know are qualified to do a job, or can tell from a resume are qualified to do a job, don't ever get considered because they have to go through the list, whether it's vets or some other preference.
Yes. And that can be a real problem. And the system sometimes is structured in such a way, you know, it's supposed to be a merit system, right? It's supposed to be better than anybody else at figuring out how to get the best people in for the jobs in the most fair way possible. In fact, as a practical matter, it's so complicated a system that unless you're in one of the classes, like veterans, that they're really trying to get agencies to hire, unless you know someone on the inside who can really direct you exactly through the particular process for a particular agency, it's very difficult to compete for a job.
And that kind of defeats... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
In some cases, I think harder than in your average private sector company.
Yeah, and that defeats the whole purpose of the civil service system. If you've got to know somebody to get in, then you inadvertently you've created a spoil system again.
And if you don't know the system or are already on the inside yourself, and government does a lot of hiring from within, it's very difficult to crack the system. And I should add to that, too, that some of these are systemic problems, but clearly federal employees themselves identify managers as part of the problem, too, that they have to be committed to using the system in the best way, to finding the best people, and to being very proactive about working with their HR departments, starting early, working through the whole hiring process. And there are ways to do it and make it work and get good candidates, but it requires a lot of managers, and it requires them to show leadership that in some cases hasn't been shown.
I'm going to do something contrary to what I normally do. I mentioned I read the comments, and here's one that I think eloquently fits with the narrative that I keep hearing about this issue.
You rarely hear the words eloquent and internet comments in the same sentence.
Touche, and that's why it's normally not my style to do this. One of my recent vacancy postings had 400-plus applicants. I personally knew of at least three very highly qualified people who would have been great hires. HR told me they were number 43, number 81, and number 123 on the cert, but I couldn't consider them because too many were ahead of the three, including a number of vets who couldn't be passed over. When I interviewed the top candidates, most were not highly qualified and had inflated their qualifications on their application so as to rise to the top. To pass them over, I'd have to prove and document that each had exaggerated, and then in the case of the veterans, get OPM approval to pass them over, which would likely take months. That seems to me the essence of all of the complaints that I'm hearing, and I imagine you and your colleagues are hearing from inside government on HR right now.
Yes, and it's difficult to find that middle ground between having what that commenter describes as being a very bureaucratic system and for just having it be a free-for-all where the three people that this person knows who he or she assumes are very highly qualified may not be the most qualified people for the job. And you also want to prevent them just from giving jobs to people that they know.
Right.
So you always have to strike that balance, and it's always going to be less efficient in government for that reason, because there's such an emphasis put on fairness. And that's something the government's going to struggle with. And when it comes to veterans sort of being put at the top of the list, that's a decision we've made as a country. And so there, federal managers, they just are going to have to accept that's a societal goal we've established for good reason, I think. And that, so they're going to get an advantage, and that's built into the system.
There is good news and bad news about all of this, Tom. The bad news is it doesn't appear to change, to be changing anytime soon. The good news is that means we'll have something to talk about no matter what. So I thank
you. And there's one other...
Oh, yes, go ahead.
There's one other piece of good news, too. Agencies can find ways to hire effectively within the current system. HUD hired more than 1,000 people in the second half of last year and had a very systematic effort to do it, and by all indications so far, got very good people in a very professionalized way. So it can be done. It just requires a lot of effort.